What if you never saw this movie? Well, you probably wouldn't be missing out on much. I'm sorry for the awful opening line. For anyone that's seen my reviews, you know I love to open this, but me and my girlfriend were driving home, we're trying to think of a good opening line for this kind of movie, and we just couldn't think of one. I guess that kind of reflects my overall feelings about this movie. I apologize for the awful opening line, but it was the best that I could do for this movie. So that's right, I am reviewing IF, it's for imaginary friends. And essentially, this film is about a young girl who goes through a very difficult experience as she grows up, and she begins to see everyone's imaginary friends who have been left behind as their real life friends have grown up. That is the premise of the movie. It is written and directed by John Krasinski. He did A Quiet Place and A Quiet Place 2. It also stars John Krasinski. Ryan Reynolds is in this. Kaylee Fleming is in this as well. It also has some pretty big names as the voice actors of the imaginary friends. You know, you obviously got Steve Carell, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and there's a bunch of names in there. Emily Blunt, Matt Damon. It's kind of like the Oppenheimer cast at this point. About IF, where to start on this movie? I'll start on probably my biggest issue. I'll get through the issues first, at least narratively, and then I'll get to some of the good stuff, because I think I am pretty mixed on where I overall feel about this movie. Anyway, one of the negatives is that it takes far too long to get into the overall plot of this movie. You spend, and I love the opening. At first, it's quite exciting. You know, John Krasinski here, he's taking his time with the story, slowly revealing this concept of, you know, imaginary friends and all that stuff, and how they kind of integrate into the world. And then, you know, you kind of have all these different characters, and you're just wondering, okay, where is this going? Like, what is the point of all of this? What are they trying to achieve? What's the obstacle? None of it's really explained. So you spend at least a good, I would say, 80% of the movie just trying to figure out where it's going. And that massively disrupts the pacing. At first, it's highly intriguing because I think John Krasinski, he's very good at doing this, allowing suspense and tension, not revealing things straight away. We saw this in A Quiet Place, the first one. It took a while to reveal those alien monsters, and he does the same thing here with the IFs. So allowing that allows the audience to really try and get a little bit of intrigue and curiosity to them. But it just does it for so long, and the payoff to what it's trying to ultimately build towards isn't earned. Some movies can have that really long stretch of wondering where it's going, to be like, ah, made sense this entire time. No, this movie does not have that. And you actually begin, at least for me, I kind of knew where this movie was going before it actually revealed it to me. And I just did that by, you know, the power of deduction of what was happening in certain scenes. It's like, oh, okay, well, that's clearly that. And this is where, you know, that is happening. And, you know, I became right in the end, and it just kind of made the overall experience not so great for the movie, as I was loving certain parts of it. Another massive issue I have with this, and this might be its ultimate downfall, it's probably the worst thing, and I would imagine other people will have similar issues to me, and that's that this entire world that John Krasinski is trying to create here, it's all over the place. It's barely began cooking. And I stupid analogy, but I was meaning that in the sense of that he's only scratched the surface, and I'm not saying that in a positive light. It's just that there's never any exploration to this world. There's no rules explained. It's never really defining itself. And it's hard to know. There's so many parts of the movie I'm like, okay, well, like, what's real and what's not? Is this actually happening? It's just, it makes it so annoying to watch. And it feels like they barely explained how this world operates with, you know, IFs being able to be shown to people. How they show that to people, it's just barely explained, and I think it's done so that it doesn't reveal the climax of the film or what the film's kind of building up towards. So that was a part that has huge issues. It just does not work in terms of yeah, you're just going to be confused this entire time. Me and my girlfriend driving back home, we're like, wait, so did that happen? Or, like, how does that work then? Yeah, and by the end of how this movie unravels, it's like, kind of doesn't make sense. Moving on to the acting, the performances. Ryan Reynolds is... surprise, Ryan Reynolds. Again, he plays the same character in every movie. And every movie, he pretty much plays an extension of himself. There's no real acting or challenge done from Ryan Reynolds here as well. But Kaylee Fleming, she is the main star of the movie, and she's amazing. Welcome to Hollywood. I think this is going to be her breakout role in terms of getting her on the map. I think she's going to be in line for some really big roles coming forward, and I think she absolutely deserves it. She really nailed this role. She has the most to work with in terms of the performance, but while I found her uneven in some sequences, she was extremely compelling when it came to like the most pivotal and emotional moments in the movie, and that's so important, and especially as a young actress holding, you know, a movie on your own, especially when you got really big stars all around you. It's such a difficult thing to do, to put a film on your back like this, and she's done it. And this movie, for as much as it can work, it works with that performance. So yeah, she did really, really good stuff. The whole idea of If, or what If is really about in terms of the themes and messaging in the movie, the heart's in the right place. No one can really go into this movie and be like, oh, I didn't like the messaging, or I didn't really like what it was trying to, you know, get at in terms of the themes. But the whole idea of this movie is it's trying to teach us to hold on to that childhood, hold on to the child that, you know, is still inside us. It's about having imagination, that we aren't alone. I think these are such powerful themes, and this movie really drives into those themes. It goes really deep, and it really pushes it. It is not afraid to, I guess, voice these ideas. So it's not quiet and it's not subtle about it, but I think that's a good thing. It's just that the supporting concept to those themes is weak. So there is some really great stuff in it. I think John Krasinski has got the right idea of what this movie should be about. It's just really that world, and the way the narrative unravels is really where the issues are at, because you just can't feel that kind of stuff. Other stuff that were quite impressive, the technical side of the film I thought was quite good. The visuals are great. It shocked me, because this movie has a $110 million budget, so I did not know that. And it seems wild that a studio would give such a big budget to something that appears risky like this. It seems like it's going to make its money back, so good on Paramount's part. But yeah, they were great, and the visuals weren't just good, like great detail in them and stuff, but they were actually really creative. All the Fs kind of had, you know, their own little style and aesthetic to them. It just adds so much like layers, especially, you know, if you're watching scenes with multiple Fs together. It just creates a really aesthetically pleasing frame for the eye, so I really appreciate that part. Another part is the score. I always forget how to pronounce the composer's name, Michael Guanacino. You'll know the name if I write it out. I'll try and put it in the description, but yeah, he does really great scores a lot of the time. He does have some duds, but he can really hit when he does some stuff, and he's done it here. This movie feels like, in terms of the score just makes it feel like it has that Pixar and Disney magic to it. It's so incredibly endearing. It's very supportive to the emotional beats of the movie, and that's really what score's all about, is to really, you know, play a supportive complementary role to the film and just kind of elevate the emotions and what's happening in the movie. And I think it does it really, really well here. You know, it comes down to John Krasinski. He's the director and writer. He's the visionary for this movie. I think he had a good idea in terms of imaginary friends, and how, if we could see them, how, what would the like messaging and themes of that be all about. He's got some good ideas, but he can't bring it all together. I will say that he's got good technicals. There are some great shots in this in terms of cinematography Again, the score, the VFX, it all looks great and it sounds great too. But this movie is just so uneven. It sometimes doesn't know what audience it's trying to appeal for. So yeah, I just had a lot of like really serious issues with stuff that were present throughout the movie. And that is, you know, the exploration of this new world and this concept. I don't know the rules. And I get it. I honestly do. You have to suspend belief for like, you know, kids movies like this. But if I don't know how the rules of this world, you know, if I don't know what those rules are, then it leaves me in a really confusing state as to whether things happened or they didn't. Or yeah, when you watch the movie, I'm sure you'll understand. But otherwise, that is going to be it for my thoughts for me on this one. I'm sorry that Nain couldn't be here on it. New Zealand didn't have a screening, sadly, so maybe he'll catch it in cinemas. But this was on our most anticipated list because while I was excited for this movie when hearing about the concept, seeing that first trailer, it still haunts me. It was awful, it is cringy, and yeah, those cringe movie moments in the trailer still are in this movie, but it's not as bad as the trailer would make it seem. But yeah, that's it for my thoughts. If you are going to go see If, or if you have seen If, please drop a comment, let me know what you thought about it. I really want to see where people land with this movie. It seems like it's getting mostly positive reactions. We'll have to see when reviews come out, which is in like an hour and a half by the time I'm recording this video. So we're going to see very soon on where people are sitting up with this movie. But yeah, it wasn't one that worked for me. If I'm going to give this one a score out of 10, I'm going to give it a 5.5 out of 10. I can commend a lot from this movie, but the issues that I had with it were major and present throughout the entirety of the film. So yeah, that's it from me, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the review. Otherwise, you guys know what to do. Find us on social media, at Movie Gains. Like, subscribe, do all that stuff for YouTube. We're doing the podcast tomorrow, so we'll catch you then. All right, keep bringing the hype. Peace.